Welcome to the Peace at Home podcast. I'm your co-host Sinan.
And I'm Jamie.
And we have a special guest again. It's our good friend who will introduce themselves now.
Hello, I'm David from Podcasting's Praxis, and I got roped into this at gunpoint.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you know what it is at all? We got David on specifically for specialist knowledge, and then we didn't use that specialist knowledge in the bonus episode.
Yeah, fuck.
But yeah, basically, the reason I said you were the perfect guest was because when Sinan was talking about Galloway, they said that Galloway was English because that's just what Scottish is.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is true. Yep, yeah. 100% true. Factually accurate.
Yeah, true patriots fact checked this. True.
Yeah.
Also, it is essentially what George Galloway appears to believe, to be honest. So, like, he's just like, yeah, Scotland should forever be part of Britain. And I'm like, well, no, maybe not. Maybe play the field a bit, Scotland. You know, you could join Norway.
Yeah.
You could join the Republic of Ireland, maybe. You know, there's options. You've got options.
It should just split apart. Like, I've been saying this for years and no one will listen. It's a crank opinion, apparently. But no, you should actually split Scotland up into at least three separate parts.
Yes. Like in the Viking Age.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a kingdom of Strathclyde, you have a kingdom of Alba. Like, it all works.
And then you'll have what Crusader Kings calls the Sufria. You'll just have like this Norwegian cultured like Western Isles and Shetland.
The thing is, though, as well, Scotland, if Scotland just like built a wall, like rebuilt Hadrian's Wall, and then like fucking, like, do you know what I mean, departed the Union and said like that was that, they'd be rid of so many of the worst Scottish people, you know, like that fucking that, like Galloway, for example, and that Wings Over Scotland cunt, because none of them actually live in Scotland, do they?
No. My real want for this is so that I can get rid of Edinburgh. I just want Edinburgh to become genuinely, fully, factually English again by making it part of a greater Northumbria.
What, join Northumbria again like it was in the old days?
Yeah, that's how it should be. Edinburgh's English now, so
just,
why not?
Just swap Edinburgh with Northumbria.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would probably pan out fine, really. I think people in London would prefer that. Like,
just have the border do like a weird like fucking like figure eight shape.
Yeah. Wait, but I just do a really weird India Pakistan partition type shit with the border.
Right, but with less like expelling people, right? Like a bit less expelling people than
we'll base it on accents.
Oh no. Yeah, it's weird. Basically, none of the Scottish people I actually know live in Scotland. It's weird. Well, I do not live in Scotland, which explains a lot of it, to be honest. That helps explain it. Yeah, I mean, I do...
Survivorship bias, they call that.
Yeah, you wonder why. You wonder why, like, in Scotland, before it was, you know, like, act of unioned, which I guess is now a verb, you wonder why, like, the dominant language was some kind of West Germanic language. And that's, by the way, why it's not colonialism for you to be owned by Britain. Like, it's definitely not part of it anyway. It's definitely part of the reason why it's not. It's because Edinburgh was, like, Northumbrian fully. And, like, full of English people. Fucking the coward Ayla used to rule that place. The one who's famous for getting thrown into a snake pit after the Vikings showed up. Which, I have to say, embarrassing way to go when you've just thrown another Viking into the snake pit.
See, I was in Edinburgh for my brother's stag do.
Oh, that's got to have been pricey. Jesus Christ, that's a pricey stag do, isn't it? Like,
I skived off.
Yeah, fair enough.
This Saturday night, I went for the curry with everyone, and then they were like, we're off to the strippers, and I was like, see you later.
Yeah.
But, no, we ran into
a fucking busman's holiday going to a stag do and being food in Newcastle.
Yeah, right. Like, it's just like, that's surely just like every day in Newcastle. It's just a stag do, right? You'd think so in Nottingham, because every day I live in the city centre, and every day I walk around and there's just like a hen party.
Yeah.
Just, for some reason, hen parties seem to come to Nottingham, and I do not understand why. I can't like parse what's happening there.
Fuck no.
I have to assume from the number of them who try and touch my hair unsolicited,
it must be me. To fight the goose?
To find the goose? What, the goose?
To fight
the
goose, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That, by the way, the goose fair is a real thing. That's not just like a thing me and Jamie have made up.
Oh, no, I fought the goose once.
Yeah. There are like really aggressive geese on the University of Nottingham campus who, one day I was just like there in the summer relaxing because it's like a nice park campus. So I was just relaxing by the lake on a hill and geese surrounded me and were just like aggressively encroaching on my personal space. And I was like, right, I'm going to leave, guys, if this is how you're going to behave. You know, try and shame the geese into letting me stay and skive off my lab work. Because I just showed up with like a pack of beers and just sat there in the summer having beers.
But yeah, anyway, when I was in Edinburgh, we ran into a bunch of Glaswegians and they were like, I think they were there on a stag do as well. And they were saying, shit, we should have just stayed in Glasgow. You should come to Glasgow next time.
It's true. Glasgow is really nice for a night out. I had a very bad hangover when I went to Glasgow. So that's good. I also don't remember very much of what I did.
That's the charm of Glasgow.
Yeah. It is a charming city in its own way. Peace
at home live
show.
You can experience for the first time multiple times.
Yeah, peace at home live show at Glasgow. Just show up and slam a bunch of drinks and be like, yeah, let's go. All right, okay. But seriously, let's do the actual episode because we've riffed for like 7 minutes now. Well, people have got to get used to it. I think people like it more that we've just shown up like shooting from the hip and actually not completely prepared. But did you two do the homework I set you for this episode? There was homework.
I've forgotten most of it already, but yes, and it took me about 4 attempts to get through. But
Oh, okay. Well, it is the BBC's archive.
Admittedly, the first one stalled because I got to the bit where the guy was talking about all the guns that the army had confiscated.
Yes.
And he opened that book and he was like, and inside this book, a revolver. And there was like the most automatic pistol you've ever seen in your life. And I was like, what the fuck are you on, mate?
Yeah, it was not a revolver.
But I had to pause and clip that bit about the guns just to show to my daughter because like she's a fucking big gun nut and she was furious.
Was she furious at him getting, like, the gun types wrong as well?
Yeah.
I assume he got, like, the French gun wrong and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask about that, like, but...
Yeah. But, like, and this is a university book, and inside, it's a revolver, and it's like, that is not a revolver. It doesn't...
It's a fucking James Bond's gun, isn't it? It's one of those little, like, tiny handguns.
It doesn't look like a big iron on his hip, which means it's not a revolver. That's how I... that's how I understand guns, is from Fallout New Vegas.
Yeah, it's a revolver if you wear it on your hip and like shoot fucking men in black hats with it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's, like, it's a James Bond gun if you wear it inside your jacket at dinner parties.
Yes, if you shoot a guy called Texas Red with it, it's a revolver.
Yeah.
That's how it works. That's just how guns work. Everyone, don't correct me. But yeah, I showed you that just to give you like just as a sort of reminder of where we're at. Because, and also like how fucked the BBC are, because the BBC are clearly running interference for the military government in this.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Like,
it's so fucking. They're like, here's some footage the regime provided of us of a prison camp.
They wouldn't let us record inside the prison where all the fucking abuse is happening, but they showed us this like fucking film that they clearly like made it, like, you know what I mean, at some other prison camp where people were kissing each other and were playing like volleyball.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, the whales get some sweets. Ooh.
Yeah,
they get some baklava. According to the Turkish translation, they get baklava, which does sound pretty good. Like, yeah.
Is that a Turkish sweet?
Yeah, baklava. Well, it's Turkish enough. Like, no. It's enough that it qualifies. I'm not starting this discourse. We'll never end. We'll never fucking end.
I don't even know what it is. I'm just causing problems for the fun of it.
Yeah, I am causing problems on purpose. But like the BBC were just like, we have received footage of this re-education camp. I think at the time the big fucking like pants shitting was about the Soviet Union having re-education camps. Meanwhile, here's a Turkish re-education camp where they're playing volleyball and they're definitely not clapping at gunpoint because they're all clapping in sync with each other.
Yeah.
It's so fucked.
Well, you see, the thing about re-education camps is like it's about what the re-education like is. Do you know what I mean? What's the curriculum at the re-education camp?
Yeah,
that's what we need to know before we can decide whether we, as like enlightened people, oppose it or not.
Yeah, because they went around like the streets of like Ankara or wherever, and they were like, "Yo, so what do you think of the coup?" And they're like, "It's fine, I can afford aubergines now or whatever."
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, but like you didn't ask the people in the fucking prison, did you? Because they didn't let you go in. Like, they just didn't let you go in.
I like the bit about how, like, you know, it's illegal to photograph the police, and our cameras often cause misunderstandings between the fucking like, military and our guides. And
yeah, there like, was, yeah. like, an official guide that the military provided them. You can see the guy, like, I think you can't quite tell because of the quality of the camera, but I think he's paying the officer there a bribe. Like, could I be. Fully believe that's, like, a bribe motion.
Also, no, like, that's just a traditional Turkish greeting. Yeah, no questions well, need to be asked by the BBC, it's fine.
It's certainly a traditional greeting that I've seen people participate in before, I'll say that. look, everyday corruption is, it's just what's happening. But yeah, I love how they're like, and they're talking about like the courts, and they're like, the people come to the courts, and there's no jury, but there are two military judges and one civilian judge. I'm like, oh, that seems fair.
Yeah.
That seems like it's going to work out all right.
Fair
then,
and balanced.
It? Yeah.
I noticed as well, they didn't bother to tell us, like, bother to translate what that guy was saying in the court either.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could listen to it now and try and translate it, but yeah. There was one guy there who was accused of, like, trying to undermine the state. And he was saying, like, no, I wasn't trying to undermine the state. I was trying to use Islam to strengthen the state. You know, like, okay, Muad'Dib, we get it. But, like, you know, like, that's, like, fully, like, what the guy was saying. He's like, no, our ideology doesn't undermine the state. It makes it stronger by purging the weak. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay, that sounds like it's fine then. I'm like, actually, I'm kind of okay with the military prosecuting
terrorism.
Those guys.
Terrorism is a lot like antibodies when you think about it.
Yeah, if you think about it, yeah. There's no way it weakens the host.
Yeah.
How could it? Like, but yeah, they were also talking about like the far right party being taken to trial as well. And I'm like, yeah, but like you've ignored the fact that like 27,000 leftists were put on trial. Like 500 members of the far right party were put on trial. Yeah, what about the 27,000 members of like minor left sects, including Dor Perinçek, I guess, the subject of the bonus episode? Like, hold on, I'll try and find the actual official statistics because they're like crazy. There's some crazy official statistics for how many people were like they put on trial. Yeah, like 650,000 people were arrested just in the coup. And then
Keir Starmer ass coup.
Yeah, but here's the other, yeah 1.6 million people were blacklisted from work. Like, which is fucking crazy.
God, also, I wish that was me. I'd love to be blacklisted from work.
Yeah, there were also 217 lawsuits, some of whom I have to assume were over the rights to the name Batman. I have to assume that was what one of them were about. They wanted to execute 7,000 people, but only got 517. So, you
know. Is that all?
Yeah, that's all. 50 of them were actually executed. So that's cool. That's fun. Yeah. Here's the official, like, 98,000 people were tried on charges of being a member of an organization. That's it. That's the crime. Yeah, I was a member of an organization, so I got tried for that. Cool. That's fucking cool. But yeah, I love how they're talking about it in the BBC thing, where they're like, purged the civil service, and it's like, okay,
to be fair, if being a member of an organization was a crime, they'd have picked up Gary Glitter over here a lot sooner, wouldn't they?
That's true, yeah. As we know, Gary Glitter wasn't a Muslim, so it's just such a bag of lies. You can apply it to so many people. It's so good. Oh no! I know I made like the Muad'Dib joke. It has reminded me of a great meme I saw, which was like, "Dune is so cool. I wish Islam was real."
Didn't they make the film less Islamic though?
They did, yeah. They really did. They didn't call it a jihad.
The Butlerian kerfuffle.
No, they actually don't mention the Butlerian jihad at all. But they don't mention Paul's like holy war as a jihad. And also like
jihads are bad, but crusades are good. We know.
Yeah,
this.
That's why I'm SK the Crusader. Obviously, because if I was SK the jihadist, that would have been bad.
Yeah.
New alt just dropped, though.
Yeah. Get you a very different class of reply guy, I feel.
Fuck yeah. Oh, I'm gonna get like my emblem edited to look like a fucking Taliban fighter now. I'm gonna properly lean into that shit. For the purposes of our GCHQ person. No, I'm not doing that. Don't worry about it. This is not.
We hope you all enjoy this final episode of Peace at Home.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to get taken to the secret CIA base in Australia.
Yeah.
Those YouTubers tried to break into.
tune into our next episode, Peace at Jail.
Yeah. Peace. God, what the fuck was the place called? I fucking forgot what the. But Peace at Pine Gap in Australia. Don't worry about it. I got to see the balls at least that they have there. Ooh. But yeah, I lost my mind at that YouTube video because they just drove up and almost got let into the CIA base. They almost just let them in. Oh, good for them.
Did they have high vis on?
No, they showed up in matching suits, openly nervous, and just almost got let in by the guard. And then they sealed them in this, like, holding area where they were trying to get to find their IDs. But apparently in Australia, your ID's on your phone now, and they didn't have signal because it's the middle of fucking Australia. So they couldn't show them ID, so they weren't allowed to leave. So they were basically permanently stuck in this sort of, like, liminal space.
They're still there.
No, they got out, and then they kicked a football over the fence at a different bit. And then they added the CIA asking if they could have their ball back.
Oh, that's such a good bit. Absolutely timeless, that.
Yeah, like that's actually a really, no, like it's actually a good video. Like at least two of the YouTubers involved are like actually communists, and one of them's kind of like a melty Australian Labour person, but he's actually cool. So
I'm sure I remember some like TV satire thing doing that exact bit somewhere in England in the 90s, and I can't remember whether it was Mark Thomas or Iannucci that had done it. It's wild to think back and think that Iannucci wasn't a melt at one point.
Yeah, like that actually said, like if when you said like 90s, I was like, oh, that could be Iannucci, yeah. There's like actually a legit chance that could have been him. Because that's actually a very funny bit. And he actually used to be quite funny. So.
Yeah, his show, I can't remember who it was. It might have been that guy that was on the fucking, you know, the guy that played the train driver at the end of the first Mission Impossible film.
Yes, yeah.
Who's like a fucking arch melt on Twitter. But It might have been him. It was someone anyway. Someone phoned a fucking MP's house on reverse charges and spent 45 minutes on the phone to his wife apologizing for having reversed the charges. Which is just, honestly, stayed with me as a fucking genuinely incredible bit.
That's so funny. That's so good. Like, God, that's the kind of shit. Like, that's going to be an expensive scandal. That's why the expensive scandal actually happened. It's just MPs kept falling for that bit over and over again. And obviously, Jeremy Corbyn was the only one who caught on. That's why his expensive scandal was like 26 quid on printer cartridges.
Yeah.
What a fucking horror. What a sad expenses sort of scandal to have. It wasn't even a scandal, it was for work. He could justify it, obviously. He's like, we needed to print paper. Oh, cool.
It turns out he was actually printing out like 40K rules from a PDF he downloaded on the internet.
Yeah.
That's the scandal.
That's actually, God, could you imagine? What army would Jeremy Corbyn play? I think he'd be Zinch. He'd be a Zinch. Sort of like Chaos Undivided, maybe.
I'm going to say Orcs.
I'd like to think Orcs. I don't know.
I don't think it's Orcs.
I want to say Tau.
Tau. But Tau are centrists. I don't know. Like, sorry, this has become Warhammer 40k. I can't...
Again.
I've never, ever been...
No, I reckon it's Orcs, but only because he likes the balls.
Yeah, I am going to buy some Orcs to paint, to be honest. That is happening.
He thinks they're just, like, you know what I mean? They're just good lads that do gardening and look after pigs.
Yeah, he also likes his pain boys, probably, because he's like, well, these are NHS doctors, clearly. Yeah. which explains why they're attaching horrible things to people without their consent. I think my partner was reading a Warhammer 40k book about like the Necrons, and one of the like Necron like overlords, I fucking forgot what they're called, but like Archons or whatever, was like talking to another one who's like, oh, you have
counselors.
A pain boy. Yeah, oh, you have a pain boy. Those are rare. Like they're talking about their collections of orcs they've captured because they keep some of them alive, these ones. I'm just like, oh, I really want a pain boy. Can I swap him for something? And I'm like, oh, God. God, the Necrons really are the fucking worst. Anyway, yeah, so we were talking about that video.
You know who else was the fucking worst? Military leaders.
Yeah, military dictators are the worst. That's right. Yeah, because we have, obviously in that BBC video, they're like, oh, we're going to interview this guy who got like the shit kicked out of him constantly.
Yeah.
Like, and that's really harrowing. Like, he got his shit kicked in. He was a member of the Turkish Workers' Party, I think.
Yeah.
And he was arrested for that. And then there's this like secret Turkish Workers' Party member whose voice and accent sounds oddly familiar to me, I have to say. I was like, wait, is that my mum? For a minute. I had to be like, it sounds like my mum's accent what she sounded like when she was younger. I was like, is that my mum? I hope it's not my mum, because she wasn't in that party. Well, she never told me she was. But yeah,
but then immediately after that, we got your boy on, didn't we, to talk about how actually the government probably doesn't like torture. It's just the police are thick as pig shit.
Yeah, but he's Bülent Ecevit. So this is the thing. This is one of the interesting things about the video, and kind of what I wanted to lead into with, was that, the like old party leaders, they're banned from politics, right? They're like, because the like general is like, well, I mean, it would be wrong. It would be against the will of the people to say,
we're just fucking sick of them.
it would be against the public will to bring these two back, even though they were the two most popular politicians in the history of the country.
My first act as dictator is to pass the These Fucking Guys Act.
That was basically what he did. He was like, God, every single, like, so for the new election in like 83, we talked about the 83 election. No one who had previously been a politician was allowed to stand for election, which in Britain would be a fucking tremendous, like, idea, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we'd have some exceptions probably that we'd like to make, like he did, to be fair. You could get special permission to be an exception. And no prizes for guessing which side that favoured more than any other. But anyway.
Mm. No one may stand again but Willie Rennie.
Yeah, exactly. He's the only MP we're allowed now. He has to run in every constituency, and he has to do at least one public appearance in every constituency.
Yes.
In the election campaign. He has to think of something new, too. He can't just do the same thing.
Yeah, a local theme for every photo shoot.
Yeah, he has to show up to Nottingham, each of the Nottingham seats, as a different member of Robin Hood's band. Like, he has to show up dressed like a different one. That's the kind of shit he'd do. Like, he'd fully do that. He'd show up, like, right, Robin Hood in the South, and oh God, it sounds like a Mike Gapes bit. It's about to happen. I promise it's not. oh God, yeah.
You can tell the online left's in decline, because that's the first time I've heard his name mentioned in fucking months.
Yeah, because
I'm better off for it, quite frankly.
Yeah, like not thinking about Mike Gapes has been the best time of my life. Unfortunately, I am doing the election. I am the like streaming wing of the Real Politic election night. So I think I'm going to be hearing a lot about Mike Gapes during the fucking night. Which is great. I'm so excited. It's gonna go really well. I'm gonna put like a shit ton of money on Corbyn winning a seat, I think. After Galloway fucking cleaned house, I'm like, Corbyn's gonna fucking rinse Paul Mason in that seat.
Oh, it's God, I so hope it's Paul Mason.
It has to be Paul Mason.
I know.
But we can never have anything nice. So it's going to be that local councillor who's, like, got a private medical practice who wants to privatise the NHS.
Yeah.
Which I guess, I mean, is going to be an easier win for Corbyn, I guess. But, like, actually, is it? I don't know.
It's not.
No,
not,
I don't like, think it would be easier.
Paul Mason's got to be the easiest win, like, in history, regardless of the fucking contest you're talking about.
Yeah, Paul Mason would show up incredibly angry at Corbyn and just scream about Ukraine constantly. Like, Paul Mason's going to be the parliamentary wing of Oz Kataji. If he's like in that, like, that's what he's going to be. Like, anyway, moving swiftly on.
A shitting in the fountain and like fucking, do you know what I mean? Begging a porn star to join me in Athens contest, and my opponent is Paul Mason.
But yeah, you do get like Bülent Ecevit, who's still clearly active in politics. So he becomes a journalist again and just starts publishing like anti-government magazines.
Yeah.
To wind up, which, I mean, it's more like, imagine if there was a coup now, what would Keir Starmer do? He'd support the coup. He wouldn't fucking say, oh yeah, I think the problem is that the police are poorly educated because they're all fucking dumbasses to the BBC.
Yeah, what I loved about that was you had the guy on, like, talking to the BBC and saying the police are all, like, fucking just too stupid. And yeah. then, like, 5 minutes later, the BBC are going, and he had one issue of his magazine confiscated because he said the police were too stupid.
Yeah, they don't agree with his "the police are fucking dumbasses" policy, apparently. Like, he insulted the dignity of the police. And I'm like, believe me, it's not possible to insult them enough.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. But there's Süleyman Demirel as well, who's still kicking about. And you can see that, like, Süleyman Demirel is still, like he walks around like he's a fucking mob boss before. Like, he just looked like he looked like Turkish Sopranos before. But in that video, he's literally the guy walks in and he orders him to sit down. Like, he doesn't even say it politely. He's like, sit down. And then he picks up the phone.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, he said the BBC could record him, but not interview him. And it's like, yeah, just come and record me when I'm taking guests in the paperwork room.
Yeah. This is like his personal
study. It's like a
study.
Fucking wizard's tower, like. Do you know what I mean? There's paper on every available surface, like stacks of it everywhere. It's like, okay.
Yeah, because he's constantly so basically, the like civil service in Turkey was super partisan. Like, whenever a new government would come in, which was, like, every few months, they'd just sack everyone and get their people in. which obviously created a bit of churn in the civil service. In a shocking twist. But, like, when the military government
came in...
Since
they banned that guy, he's just doing his own civil service at home, is he? Is that what
yeah,
that's
basically, like? That's basically... No, but for real. Like, that guy who he's having in is a civil servant who got sacked by the government, and he's trying to get them, like, new jobs and stuff. That's literally what he's doing. He's, like, helping his people out.
Cool.
That's genuinely what he's doing.
Gotta respect it.
Yeah, like, it's a pure, like, right-wing, like, mob boss kind of thing, where he's like, I take care of my people thing. It's nothing to do with a general principle at all.
Are they all getting actual jobs, or is it, like, the thing where they're all listed as, like, garbage men, but if you go down to the fucking, like, depot on any given day, they're not there?
I have to assume.
Been sent out to pick up a special bin or something.
Nah, it's always like actual jobs, I think. I don't think those people are like cut out for that sort of work. If like a lot of them are just like pencil pushers, they're not going to be.
Well, no, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, you say the work, that's the classic mafia thing. You say they're working like down at the fucking whatever place, but whenever like the probation officer goes down there, it's like, no, we sent him to Florida to pick up some new like bins or something.
Yeah,
he's actually doing is like killing people.
Yeah, the no-show job, right? The classic no-show job. Yeah, he's. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they're doing that. I don't know enough. But, like, I like that the old party leaders are there being like, yeah, we're taking care of our people. Except Bülent Ecevit, who's just constantly like, the police are fucking dumbasses. And also, like, I believe that people are used to living in a democracy, so they're going to return us to chaos soon enough. Basically, he's, like, fully, like, no, they'll return to voting for, like, a million parties soon enough. Don't you worry about it. And they did. They fucking did. He was completely correct.
He was right about the police as well.
He was right about the police. So, I just kind of wanted to show you that to give you a sense of what the country was like. Like, it was pretty repressed because they went around Ankara or Istanbul or wherever. I think it's Ankara and the thing.
Exactly,
being like, oh, what do you think of the economy? Like, it's good. The economy's good. Yeah, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. We like the coup government. And I'm like, yeah, you don't think like the fucking military police on every street corner might have something to do with what you're hearing from people? Like, do you not think that might have some influence on it?
No. I think they carefully considered that and rejected it.
Yeah.
Maybe what had actually happened was they'd arrested all the real folk and it was just the centrists left.
Yeah. I mean, even the centrists weren't in favour of the fucking coup, I don't think. I think that's a bit much. But, yeah, the coup government... So Turkey is not returned to democracy at the point we're at before. I think we're at 1983. Because instead of, like, the military council, they now have, like, a presidential council that has the same people as the military council on it that can just change the laws.
Yeah.
But they just pretend to have a parliament underneath it. Which
is talking about branding, though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a branding issue, you know? It's not about anything, you know? It's all branding. It's fine. There's nothing to worry about. But there's some fun that emerges, which is that we get lots of new political parties of course, the most famous political party to emerge in this time period is
here
BAP.
We go.
It's BAP. Like, Jamie's so excited. It's BAP, of course. I suppose I should point everyone to the bonus episode about BAP. It is probably the best bonus episode we ever did.
What number was it?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
What did we call it? Did we just call it BAP?
What's BAPin? Or this is what's BAPin? It's probably something like that, right? We've got to have done like a BAPin joke. Like, we must have. Okay, I'm going to look. It's pissed me off now.
God, Google is so shit nowadays. Did you know there's a button you can, like, there's a thing in the menus on Google. You can have it where you can set it to give you actual search results.
Wait, there is?
Yeah.
I thought it didn't work.
No, if you look, there's like, at the right,
it's under search tools verbatim.
Yeah, you want tools, and then like it says all results. You click that and choose verbatim, and it only searches for the words you've actually put in the fucking box. What a revolutionary idea that is! Do you know?
Oh,
what I mean?
Verbatim. Mm. Oh, damn. Oh, okay. Wait, so you can make Google work, but they've made it slightly more difficult. Fucking
yeah.
Christ, man.
It was bonus episode 4, I think. What's really bapping?
Oh, 4. Wow, it was early on.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago. I was much more young, handsome. I was going to say young or handsome, but I just went for both. Yeah, probably both. Or not. I don't know.
I was probably largely the same.
Yeah. Actually, now I think about it, I didn't have a green fringe back then. That was different. But yeah, go listen to our bonus episode on BAP. But yeah. the short version of the story is, they were a political party founded specifically to troll the Prime Minister of Turkey, Turgut Özal.
Yeah.
They had
the coolest logo in the history of logos.
Yeah, because their logo actually, it's the sort of abbreviation for their party, BAP, is also the noise the logo would make.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty good. But yeah, if you want to learn about that, I'll give you a clue. It involves a car logo, everyone. There you go. You can guess what you think it is. But it involves a car logo. I'm just reading I've just got the page up about BAP, and I'm just like, oh my god, this was so stupid. And also the nickname was longer than the actual party name. You could have just called it BAP. Like, so much shorter. Hold on. Did they do. Yeah, it did not last very long, but it is probably the most famous one, at least to us. In our hearts. In our hearts, it's the most famous political party. So, I suppose what I want to get at here is 1983 happens, and basically none of the opposition parties do fucking anything. Like, the Motherland Party, who were probably officially backed by the junta, just cleaned house. It's weird how that happened. It's funny. It's weird. No one investigate it any further. But the two, like...
Just take that shit at face value for once.
Yeah, the two opposition parties, the Populist Party and the Nationalist Democracy Party, which both sound great, by the way. There sounds like there couldn't be anything wrong with either of those parties. They did pretty shit. They were terrible. Their leaders were terrible. And so they just got... But they were kind of like hinting at like old parties, and obviously you have the old party leaders walking around. So what ended up happening was you ended up with a bunch of political parties that were basically under the control of their old leaders. So they basically made front organizations to be like, "Yo, this is a completely legit and not like the same party." But also, you look at the names of these parties. And you're just like, aha, okay. So of the major political parties that came out, there were five major political parties that emerged after the 1983 election.
And why do all of these parties have the word provisional at the start? What's that?
Yeah,
all
what's going on? Yeah, provisional Republican. No, provisional Republican People's Party does sound like something that comes out of Ireland, to be honest. actually, there's a weird minor party here I've never noticed before: the Reformist Democracy Party, which was a right-wing party because, of course, it was. Oh God, they formed an alliance in 1991 called the Holy Alliance. What the fuck? That's fucking Warhammer 40k shit again. We will defeat the heretics. Like, what the fuck is going on? 40k ass country. It's both a paradox country and the 40k country at the same time. But yeah, there were five major political parties that emerged after the 1983 election. You know, like, after in 2015, when Jeremy Corbyn became Labour leader, and they were talking about, oh, is the Labour Party going to split? What's going on? You know, that stuff. And they were like, and one of the, like, I remember one of these articles that was like, oh yeah, well, if we were starting political parties today, would Jeremy Corbyn be in the same party as, like, Tony Blair? And I'm like, probably not, because Tony Blair's a cunt. But, like, that's basically the experiment we got to have happen here, which was, would these people stay in the same party as each other, or would they split? So guess what the answer is for the centre-left?
Oh, God, did they stay in the same party?
No, they split, actually.
Oh, wow, wow. Well, that's better than ours.
Yeah, they split. But the thing is, okay, so... You're going to have to brace yourselves for these party names. So one of them was not under the control of a former party leader. So this one, the one that was not really under the control of a former party leader was the, I need to get the name right here, Social Democratic Populist Party, or SHP. Interesting.
Covering a few bases there.
Yeah, SHP. Sounds a lot like CHP, which is the other party. Interesting. I wonder if they're hinting at anything. And also, the logo is just six arrows. It's just six arrows without the point.
Yeah.
Like, they're not being fucking sly, are they? And in fact, their choice of leader pretty much tells you everything you need to know. Because their choice of leader was, at the time, a physics professor and theoretical physicist, Erdal İnönü, the son of the second president of Turkey. So they went and plucked his son out from being like a university professor to be the leader of this centre-left party.
Excellent.
Yeah, the one good social democrat in history. Because when he was in, so my dad told me this story about when he was basically in charge of the campus at Middle East Technical University. He, like, told the police to fuck off while hiding, like, left-wing students on the campus. Nice. That's, like, a story my dad told me. I don't know if that's fucking true, but my dad told me, and I was like, okay. I'm sure that's, like, legit in some fashion. There must be some reason he thinks that happened. But, yeah, he's the only social democrat who sided with actual left-wingers over the cops in history. Like, that's why he's the one good one. Although he did go into coalition with a centre-right party, so that's great.
Oh, okay. I was just about to say, he doesn't sound like a social democrat, but never mind.
Yeah, no, but there it is. He formed a coalition with Süleyman Demirel, so it's, yeah. Well, you know, you win some, you lose some, everyone. Sometimes, you know, he also moved to Texas, which, yeah.
Mm, that's a choice.
Yeah. He was the acting prime minister of Turkey. And, yeah, weirdly, my parents seem to like this guy. I'm like, why? Why? I mean, he's all right. He's all right. Like, he's not like the worst, like, left, like, center left politician in the history of the world, is he? But he's not exactly, like, great. But fine. That's the only party that's not under the direct command of a former party leader. They instead, so the other part of the center left, so like, the Social Democratic Populist Party is probably a more, like, traditional, sort of, like, Kemalist, that sort of vibe, right? Because they're going SHP, right? They're like, no, we're the Republican People's Party, but we're not allowed to call ourselves that because it's illegal now. So, you know, we're going to call ourselves as close to that as possible without getting arrested. But then you have this sort of more openly, like, actually social democratic party, the Democratic Left Party, whose logo, I mean, they still exist, so their logo is the modern version. But it's a dove. It's a lovely dove.
Aww.
It's a dove.
It's Twitter.
Yeah, but yeah. Also, yeah, they were Twitter before Twitter. Also, to be fair, they're now in alliance with the AKP propping them up. So it's never anything good. There's never anything good to say about any political party in Turkey, is there?
No.
But they were a more like actually social democratic party. And they were founded by Rashan Ecevit, the wife of Bülent Ecevit. Oh, gee, I wonder what they're getting at with that choice, you know? Also, I think first political party led by a woman in Turkey. So, you know, that's pretty, that's fun. But yeah, they're
only out of pure brand recognition necessity.
Yeah, well, yes, actually. So then we have so the centre-right split as well. Kind of along similar lines, actually. So you have, we talked about the True Path Party, the sort of like more populist, sort of like traditional centre-right party. And then you had like the Neo-Lib Party, the Motherland Party. The True Path Party were pretty much directly under the command of Süleyman Demirel. You know, they're like the populist, you know, big dick energy centre-right party. They're the ones who like do mob boss shit. They're cool. They're the cool centre-right. They're the centre-right who smoke cigarettes. Although everyone did in Turkey, so that didn't make you cool. But, you know, they were the real successor to that political tradition. Whereas, like, the Motherland Party, which won the election, were, and also got trolled by BAP, were more neo-lib, sort of, like, open, more aligned with the junta, corrupt, you know, all the good stuff. But they were corrupt in, like, a new way. They were corrupt in the sophisticated New Labour way. You know, jobs for your mates, giving contracting out to your mates, not like, we're just going to pick up gold bullion from the treasury and walk out with it. You know, not that that happened. I'm not accusing anyone.
They're corrupt, but not in a way you can respect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're like cowardly corrupt. Like the True Path Party. They were like, look, they had Turkey's first woman prime minister, and she brazenly stole everything. Her kids, she was like dirt fucking poor when she became prime minister. And by the time she leaves office, her kids have got personal jet skis and holiday homes. Yeah. My. Wonder what happened there. But she didn't fucking
hide. Did any of them get fancy cars, though?
Oh, well, yeah. One of them dated a drummer and got a fancy car. And so now we've got a new party coming up. God damn. It's a whole thing. Okay, so before we had in Turkey, there was the Nationalist Movement Party. Well, let me introduce you to the Nationalist Labour Party, aka Keir Starmer's Labour. Oh. I mean, the word is çalışma, and I feel like çalışma is kind of like work, but I guess it's kind of like a right wingish way of saying labour. But also, the English name appears to have been Task, but I don't want to say the Nationalist Task Party. Because that sounds fucking lame. So, Nationalist Labour Party. The Keir Starmer Party.
Nationalist Task Party is clean for the Queen.
Yeah, that's right. clean for Kate Middleton, who's clearly dead or being AI generated right now. We're going to have AI Queen. That's fully where this country's heading at this point. We're going to bring
back... Isn't
that
just
Muse? Okay, well...
Rocco's Basilisk got the Queen.
Yeah. But yeah, I love their ideology. The Turkish Islamic synthesis. Yes. That big maps. Big maps all the time.
big sun language maps. Guys.
Yeah. I had to explain sun language theory in someone else's Discord once and everyone was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I'm like, "It's just all Turkish, guys. It's fine. Don't worry about it." And then I had to explain that Serbian guy who believed in it because it meant Serbia had never been conquered by a foreign people. Which is such a weird nationalist like logic to have where you're like, we weren't really owned. This is victory tears. Like...
That's not blood running through the streets.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Serbia, right? But yeah, so the far right managed to stick together, and so did the other far right party, because remember, they'd already split. The religious party, they founded the Welfare Party, Necmettin Erbakan's party.
Are these the boob guys?
Yeah, these are the boob guys. Yeah, that's right. These are the guys who got mad at the sexy statue because it was too sexy. the anti-tit vote. Very popular in Turkey to be anti-tit, I think. So this party got banned later. They've got a new successor party that's like allied to Erdogan. Also, Erdogan was a member of this party, so you know this is real shit. He was a member of this party, maybe not at the time, but he loved this party.
So, what did they get banned for? Please tell me it was like posting Gollum memes.
They got banned in 1998, so before Yeah, it's actually really funny because they were talking in that like BBC thing. They were talking like, we can't let these people become prime minister again, especially not Necmettin Erbakan, like who's never going to be allowed to be prime minister. He was prime minister like 10 years later. Like, he came back and won. Anyway, yeah, he got back. They got banned for violating the separation of religion and state. And then they took it to the European Court of Human Rights, who, unlike Dor Perenchek in Switzerland, did find in favor of the state in that case.
Rip.
Yeah.
They didn't wail actually hard enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. They didn't stand up and say, "Your Honor, I am infusing religion to the state to strengthen it. I rest my case." And then that's it.
They should have accused everyone of doing like fucking ad hominems or something.
Yeah, they should have got Dor Perenchek to be their lawyer because he wrote his thesis about parties being banned. He seems like the guy you should hire for that, actually. But yeah, they had this party ended up having a minor, what we might call a minor corruption scandal where they lost ₺1 trillion, which today is now ₺1 million, which is like what, £89,000 the equivalent, something like that. Inflation's
it's not a lot of money, but it would do me.
Yeah, exactly. They
the way things are going, I could get at least 3 weeks of shopping out of that.
Yeah. you could survive another Liz Truss premiership coming soon. Yeah,
as long as I bought the cheap beans.
Yeah, they're gonna get Liz Truss back in. It's gonna be fucking glorious. I can't wait because they're on about like the Tories having like 8 seats after the election, and every one of those Liz Truss keeps her seat, and I'm like, she's coming back.
The risk of doing Praxis Cast bits, her current fucking thing is like trying to push transphobic bill through the Commons. So I only want her back if it's in front of a firing squad.
We can keep that. I don't give a shit. We can keep that. That's fine. That's fucking fine. That's clearly parody.
Not my circus. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, like, this is the thing. Like, I'm much more lenient. It's actually me I censor the most. Because I just say shit. Because I like, say shit that's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Like, that's Jamie's problem. That Jamie's address is for the police. to be clear.
Not filtering anything for libel, just looking for things that may be cancelable.
Yeah, exactly. No, but like, I don't believe I'm libeling anyone. Like, I just like Dor Perenchek. I don't believe it, so therefore I'm not doing it. That's how it works.
Well, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to show up in court and be like, "Well, Your Honor, I thought it was true. So how's it libel then?" I actually wonder if that... No, I'm not going to test that theory out because I know that's not going to work. I have a lot of friends who are lawyers, as people can probably tell, and you can imagine they get very bored of my shit very quickly. Because immediately I'm like, "Yo, is it technically libel if I say this?" And they're like, "We're real estate lawyers, for one." We're real estate and immigration lawyers, respectively. We don't do libel. And I'm like, "Well, yeah, you don't do it because you're lawyers. You got to tell me how not to do it." I'm only finding out what's libel in order to go away from doing libel. Don't think anyone's buying my principled anti-libel position.
Not so, now that you've published mycrimes.mp3.
Yeah, well, yeah, not that. Yeah, I keep calling my lawyer and being like, "Yo, can I do this crime legally?" They're like, "No, you can't do this crime legally. What is why it's called a crime?" I'm just like, "Well, you're lost then. It was going to be really funny." Anyway,
yeah, the court should accept that. Like,
yeah, in my defense, Your Honor, it was very funny, and also
the Roger Rabbit defense.
Showing up in court and being like, "Oh my God, Your Honor, why are you so obsessed with me?" Just like fully, like just deciding that it's cringe to prosecute me.
Yeah,
trying to get off on that.
I put it to the jury that it was actually quite a good bit.
Yeah, Your Honor, maybe doing a D&D campaign where Keir Starmer was assassinated and then dumped into the latrine was in poor taste, but also it was very funny. Yeah. Which we did do in D&D.
Maybe Keir Starmer's in poor taste. Has he ever considered maybe. That?
Has he ever considered that he should be resting in piss right now?
Yeah.
In a piss vat, preferably. Like, I'm not suggesting he'd be dead. I'm just saying he should relax in a vat of piss. A vat.
Why does
piss
no one ever consider that piss. The complainant simply has bad vibes?
That's right, yeah. okay, so we derailed me. I derailed me, really. So I wanna say that there was a referendum. The reason I built this up was there was a referendum in 1987. And I think I honestly think this is rather big of the military hunter to have had this referendum before the 1987 election and not after, which is what I would have done. And the referendum was about removing the part of the Constitution that banned all of those people from being leaders of political parties.
Yeah.
And so they were like, okay.
Was there a wooferendum?
No, there was not. So the Motherland Party were like, no, we're not in favor of this. We want to keep the popular preceding opposition leaders banned for some reason. The Social Democratic Populist Party, despite not being controlled by a former party leader, were like, yeah, we should probably let people, you know, participate in democracy. That seems fair. And then all the parties that were controlled by former leaders were like, yes, please let us be in charge again.
Like, we are normal and can be trusted with knowledge of the government.
Yeah, we're normal and can be trusted with coalition negotiations, which of course didn't come because Turgut Özal gained seats. He lost votes and gained seats. Curious.
Hmm.
That's the magic of politics, baby.
That's right, yeah. He wins a majority again. Cinderblock Man wins again. gained seats.
The other day on Blue Sky, I had some fucking like, oh, you've got to vote Joe Biden, otherwise like Trump will like fucking kill even more Palestinians, and then won't you be sorry, guy? Like fucking lecturing me on like how American politics actually works, and he was like, no, it doesn't. It's not about people having to offer things that the voters want. It's about who gets the most votes wins. And I was like, who got the most votes in 2016? And he was like, okay, now you're just nitpicking. I was
like, yeah, like, come on. Who gets the most votes win? Yeah, sure, buddy. Good luck with that. In the democracy where a loser routinely wins as well. Like, this happened more than once in a 21st. I would say if that happens more than once in a century, you need to not let that happen. Really, you need to like address the issue, but of course, it's America, so that's illegal.
I mean, yeah, the thing is, it's like America. You should not let that happen.
Yeah, exactly. we should have stopped America.
Yeah,
we specifically, the British, should have stopped America long before it got out of hand.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, we didn't.
Like, if you had a time machine, would you kill baby Hitler, or would you go back and fire baby Hitler out of a cannon at Christopher Columbus?
It's. I just got thinking of like the girls with time machine, boys with time machine, meme, and it's just like boys with time machine firing the baby Hitler out of a cannon at Christopher Columbus. Oh no!
What can I tell you? I'm a solutions oriented guy.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Now I have to make that meme. Well, someone has to make that meme. Just like a Chad meme guy firing baby Hitler, like a baby with a Hitler mustache out of the cannon, like a Wojak baby that's crying, the soy Wojak baby, just fired at like Christopher Columbus. Just hang it out.
The virgin Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, exactly. He has to be the virgin. Yeah. It's a soy baby, Chad guy, and then it's virgin Christopher Columbus. Yeah, the crying soy Wojak is Hitler. He's a baby. And he has the mustache, though. That's how it works. But girls with the time machine just, like, doing something exceedingly normal that you would clearly do with a time machine. I don't think
anything you do with a time machine is normal by definition. Like,
yeah, because, like, if you go... Well, like, yeah, Futurama has proven that with every time travel-related episode or movie, as the case may be. Because, like, what it... Yeah, it's just... Don't do time travel. It's complicated. All right. It ruins stories, or it means that you have to have your main character be his own grandfather, which, all right. But you know, but yeah, the Motherland Party wins again. It's just the worst fucking news imaginable. But on the plus side, there are only three parties in Parliament, so there's not going to be chaos probably over the next like 4 years before the next one. What's the worst that could happen with a majority government in Turkey? Who's to say? Nothing bad has ever happened in those circumstances. Certainly nothing we've ever mentioned.
No. Sounds stable. Be like, stable.
It's going to be fine. Yeah, we have a strong and stable...
Strong and stable.
Yeah, we have a strong and stable government working in the national interest. And there's absolutely nothing that is going to disrupt the dominance of the Motherland Party and lead to one of the leaders that was banned by the military coup becoming prime minister again. In alliance with the guy who founded a party that was also banned. So who's to say what's going to happen in the next 4 years in Turkey? You know, it's going to be great though. There's going to be a holy alliance, and this is the greatest. This is possibly the best election, because I think this is the election with televised debates. I think it's the one Turkish election where they have televised debates. 1991.
Oh, so they learned from it, right? Okay.
Yeah, they banned them. Yeah, because they tried to arrange them in recent elections, but the party leaders threatened to shoot each other. So they decided not to. They decided not to do it.
I mean, is that more or less dramatic than threatening to shoot themselves?
I'm just imagining, you know, like that Japanese party leader was killed by the guy with the katana on TV. I'm just imagining that happening, but the culprit is another fucking politician.
Can you imagine if we had like a fucking debate in the run up to this election and every single candidate are Bud Dwyer themselves?
Reformat the debate and make it scrap heap challenge, but they all need to build a contraption to take out the others.
Just do your best Tetsuya Yamagami in like tribute act. Oh no, I can't. Like, I think this is the first one. I think there's only ever been one election with like lots of like, they had like all the minor party candidates. So you have Dor Perinçek in it. Like, he's at the debates and he's just like being like, Mao's fucking based or something. I've been meaning to watch it on stream, but like three people who watch me speak Turkish, so I'd have to constantly translate and explain. I'm just not gonna do that. Like, it's not happening. You can't make me. You actually cannot make me do this, and I won't. Just to be clear, I will not do it. But yeah, we've got parties again, and we've got leaders again. And we've got the military junta completely failed in all its objectives. But also, they did kill a lot of communists and ban strikes. So, who's to say whether they succeeded or failed? I certainly can't. But they got all the party leaders back, so that's good. I bet that's gonna go
result.
Well. There's gonna be absolutely no. No escalations in violence. There's going to be no like actual problems. Everything's going to be fine. It's smooth sailing from here until 2023.
Yeah,
it's all going to be fine.
We love to do politics, Days of Future Past.
Yeah, everyone goes back in time and tries to win an election. Yeah,
win an election by firing baby Hitler out of a cannon at his opponent. During a TV debate.
just like Dor Perinçek showing up with a cannon to the debate, pointing it at
what's that for? Nothing.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Showing up with the great bombard from the like siege of Constantinople and being like, don't worry about it. We're going to fire a giant baby Hitler out of this. People wondering what the fuck he's
throwing a fucking coat over it so it looks less conspicuous.
Yeah. Oh no, it's gonna be something.
Thinking about it, Ed Davey could do that and no one would bat an eye at this point.
Yeah. Fucking get Ed Davey on the case, you know. Ed Davey, get a great bombard. Let's fire baby Hitler out the great bombard there, Davey.
And
you
a
have
wall
my
of
number.
Blue bricks, yeah.
Yeah, you could have my, well, you have my number. You could easily get my number if it's for the purposes of shenanigans. I feel like Ed Davey would be a great person to just do like an Always Sunny style shenanigan with. I think he'd be great. He'd be well up for it. Like just making fight milk, but with Ed Davey. I think that would work. I think that would fucking work. I think he would be into fight milk. I watched the like Wolf Cola public relations nightmare episode today, so it's on my mind. I also
Tim Farron would be more up for the fight milk.
Yeah, I do actually completely believe that Ed Davey would get in trouble for selling Coca-Cola to Boko Haram, though. I do believe he would do that. He'd show up and be like, you know, you got to understand, Boko Haram didn't do 9/11. Like, the best public relations defense in history. All right, okay, we've taken up enough of your time with bullshit. We got other things to do. So yeah, catch us on the bonus episode with David talking about Dor Perenchek, who we kept mentioning because we couldn't fucking help ourselves. And David, where can people find Praxis Cast and shit like that? People probably already fucking know, but you have to get used to doing these things, I guess. So yeah, where can we find Praxis Cast?
Any good place that you can get podcasts, or any bad place too, they also have us. We're on Patreon too, patreon.com/PraxisCast, and you get bonus episodes and stuff. And we're on Blue Sky, and I think begrudgingly still only because of fucking Rob Twitter.
Yeah, we just fucked Twitter off. Yeah, yeah, by the way, people, if you at us on Twitter, we're not going to see it until we have to troll someone. So yeah, just buyer beware on that one. But yeah, hopefully that person is satisfied by the bonus episode coming up. If they're not on the Patreon, I'm going to be real steamed about it. They're going to hear about this in about 6 weeks when I have to reply to a Keir Starmer tweet. anyway, we'll see you later, everyone. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Yeah,
peace.
Cheerio.